Good morning and welcome to another episode of Fit and Online. Still your host and anchor Ajayi Mercy Oyeyike. So welcome back. I'm welcoming myself back. It has been a kind of a long break, and but definitely excited to be here. And I don't even have a tangible or a specific excuse, actually. It was just like a much needed break, and if I would have to explain, I'll just be babbling, but trust me, it's not something I intentionally wanted to do, but it was necessary. I could have decided not to go for the break, but I just had to make the decision of just letting my head cool down. And I wouldn't even have come out of the break if not for one of my friends. And also, happy belated Easter, happy belated new months and everything in between. Yeah, I missed a lot of festivities, but then it's nice to be here again. There's no particular something, there's nothing I want to particular talk about, but I just felt necessary to at least come here and at least just say something and explain why I had to go on the break, kind of. And he came over on Easter and we were just talking, and he was just we're just talking about different businesses, prospective businesses I could do. I was just trying to tell him, and we're just joking around, and I was just joking with him, and we started listing. Like, I told him a business I wanted to do that I'm not that sure. Then he was like, Mercy. And he was like, okay, let's list. He was listing the amount of businesses I had started and stop. And that's how he just said, and there's bread and white. I said, wait, hold up, who told you I'm stopping bread and white? And he was like, well, you haven't released an episode in a while. I said, yes, and it's just 2 weeks, but still, no, please do not talk about that one. I'm not stopping bread and white. And it just made me realize how much I love doing this. And it took me back like a memory lane of when I wanted to start, or I was just starting out. I gave a lot of excuses when one of my mentor, Prince Oji, was talking about my New Year resolution and how I said I was going to start the podcast, and it was November already and I had not started it. I was like, yes. I thought about it, but I do not have all the resources I need. I do not have a microphone. I'm like, look at all these podcasters out there. There are people with like sophisticated names, and then who want to listen to me when they could listen to all those podcasters? And it was like, you have something to say, and you don't have to have all the equipment. You don't have to have all the ideas, and just start out. And trust me, I started clueless. I don't have anything. I just had my phone, but still I had a zeal and I started out. And just thinking about it now and the resources I have available and the improvement over the month, it's crazy. Like, seriously, I had improved so well. And trust me, it's not the same thing I started with. I am still doing right now. It just shows how much nothing should stop us from doing what we want to do. Just start out confused, start out with no idea. I saw a quote, I don't specifically know who said it, and it was like, if you are not ready to be a fool while starting out, then you are not ready to become a pro or a master at that thing you're starting out on. I could really, really, really relate to that. That's just the truth. Sometimes we get so afraid of looking like a fool to everyone not everyone is going to see your vision, not everyone is going to see what you are planning to do at that field. But when you are starting out, you know, nobody is saying it yet because there's no result to show, but you know the bigger picture, you know what you are saying, you know what the perspective you're chasing. But then it's so difficult if you're starting out because nobody can see it yet because there's no result. But that should be your drive. Do not allow you looking like a fool in this, when you're just starting out, stop you from actually showing people what you can do. And it just shows how we want to make a difference, but we just want the difference to be big. It's not going to be big on your first try. The little things, the little details also matter. You can make a difference just right where you are, with your smile, with what you do, paying transport fare for your neighbors. Those things is also called, or they are also called, making a difference. It's not until it's a feed 5,000 people project, it's not until it's a big project before it's before you can say you're making a difference. You can make a difference with just waking up and just deciding that you're going to smile to everyone you see out there on the road, and to just have meaningful conversations with strangers, or have meaningful conversations with people who just help them boost their morale, is still making a difference. So to you out there, or to everyone out there that is thinking, oh, I want to make a difference, but I don't have the money, I don't have the time, or I don't have the resources, I'm still battling with myself, and how do I even start? I need a team. It's like, you start yourself. Start from your house, start from your church, start from your community, start from your place of work, start from like wherever you are, and just be intentional to make people smile. And making a difference is not just about it's making it to TVC, BBC News, or being carried by blogs or people cheering you on. It doesn't matter if people understand what you're trying to do at that moment. Just see that something you want to do. So as creative students, entrepreneurs, that you just want to do some things, and then you're feeling like, okay, I don't have the resources yet and I still want to get it right, I just want to tell you to just breathe. Yes. Breathe and unwind and just plan, and whatever resources you have available, start with that. And then you see, like, as you start out, resources will come, and the only thing you're not permitted to do is to remain at the same place you started. Of course, there'll be some days of decline and some days you have to draw back a little bit, but still you're coming back better and stronger. So I just came to say hi. I came to check up with everybody. I just came to like explain myself, even though I'm not giving a reason. But still, it was just a break I needed, and I was planning to make it longer than this, kind of, but I realized you just have to still show up, even if you're not in the feeling or something. And I'm glad I actually showed up. So till next time we will meet again, have a very lovely week, and enjoy the rest of your week. I'm still your host and anchor, Ajayi Mesinike. Ensure you download, send to your friends, share, and just have a lovely week. Take care.